This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBolay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise. Established in 2010, WQ Park Health and Rehabilitation Centre was the first private outpatient rehabilitation facility in Malaysia. It is a one-stop centre providing comprehensive rehabilitative services following injury and illness to patients of all ages, from children to adults. Their services include pediatric rehabilitation, adult rehabilitation, general clinic, and more. I'm here with Farah Nawal Zulkarnain, CEO of WQ Park, today to know more about this park for healing. Good morning, Farah.
Good morning. Hi. Thank you, Frida, for inviting me to be on this show. It's really an honor to share a bit about what we do.
Right. It's really interesting, huh? The first private outpatient rehabilitation center. Before we get into that, tell me about yourself, Farah.
Okay. Hi, I'm Farah Nawal. I'm the newly appointed CEO of WQ Park. I did degrees in psychology and I just graduated master's in health, leadership and innovation in healthcare in Dubai, RCSI. So I was working in WQ Park for almost 4 years already. And now I'm taking the lead to bring the company forward.
Right. Okay. What does WQ mean?
Okay. So WQ means, it comes from the mother company of our company, WQ. But when they created this healthcare center, our specialists wanted the rehabilitation center not to become a place they don't want to go. So that's why it comes a park. So it is a park that they would want to go and have their therapy at right. the center. So WQ, from the our doctor's perspective, is world quality park. So that means what we give, the therapy we give, the services we have, it's up to the world quality standards.
Right. Okay. And I get what you mean. When you say hospital, words like that, people just mental block, right? I don't want it, right? So when you say it's a park, it's also sort of a conditioning that it's okay, you'll be all right. You know, since you started, and you say that this is the first private outpatient rehabilitation center, are there any since you guys started? Has competition come about since you guys started?
Okay, so since 2010, when WQ Park was established, the rehab was quite foreign in Malaysia, especially. So the idea of going into rehab, or sometimes when we talk about rehab, people would say it's drug rehab. I mean, it's not anyone's fault, because that's how it's being addressed outside, correct? So what we do is actually the physical rehab, mental rehab, and also other rehabilitation services. Okay, so when we first started, there was none. But now what we see is they have small centers, but they don't have as comprehensive as what we have. Okay, like what we have this specialist under one roof, and all the therapists, for example, physiotherapists, speech therapists, occupational therapists, clinical psychologists, and all the doctors, namely orthopedic surgeon, psychiatrist, developmental pediatrician, which there are only less than 10 developmental pediatricians in Malaysia right now. So we have all of them in one roof, and we cater the therapy for the patient as a whole. From the doctor's point of view, we take their diagnosis, and then we assess the children, and then we treat them accordingly.
Right. Right. Yeah. Okay. I think rehab got a bad name from Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Well, you say pediatric, right? Is that a main focus for you guys?
Okay, when we started, the doctors, like the pediatrician and the orthopedic surgeon, the rehab physician, they created WQ Park to have these services for all, for adults and pediatrics. However, over the years, the numbers and the demands increased in pediatric rehab because of the increasing number of autism, ADHD, Down syndrome, and dyslexia. So over the years, organically, our pediatric rehabs become bigger than adult rehab. So we could say now our patients are mostly pits, but then, yeah, we also have adults.
Right. And so even someone who's had an accident, a car accident, right?
Yes.
And then, of course, it wouldn't make any sense for them to stay in the hospital. They would actually go to your department.
Yes, exactly. So that was the idea from our orthopedic surgeon and rehab physician after operation, for example, an accident, right?
Right.
So after operation, they still need to care for the patient. They still need to know and how to see the patient's progress, if they can still walk and how far can they walk, and things like that. So in 2010, those years, they were not able to see that because the services they have in the hospital, for example, rehab is a very small unit. It's a very small unit in the hospital. So where they wanted rehab to be standalone and for rehab to be seen as important, because after operation, for example, it's very important to see the progress of the patient to be able to walk again, because sometimes even doctors, they don't believe in rehab.
Right.
Surprisingly. So because after operation and then they just be like, I have no idea how they want to see the progress, but sometimes they don't believe in physiotherapy. So but then our doctors say, no, we have to see how they want to walk, how they want to go to work again, how they want to ride again. For example, if their hands are injured, they can't write, they can't sign, right? They can't write again and things like that. So we do that for them to be able to achieve their maximum potential and to be doing what they've been doing before the accident or operation.
Right. I guess most doctors would just say, go home and rest. In the sense that it's a whole, it takes you through after whatever surgery that you need to do, right? So, and it's very interesting, you were saying that large number of cases now with, autism and what have you. Okay, so something like this, right? Do you tie up with any insurance companies? Because I know cost is also a big deterrent why people will go for rehab. So is this something the insurance companies cover?
Okay, for right now, last time they don't like physiotherapy, they don't cover. But right now, as a center also, our challenge as a center, because we're not a hospital, right?
Right.
So they don't cover for our services with the insurance company, for example, AIA, but now they do cover pay and claim. So patients can come and pay and then they claim again to AIA.
Right.
So that is the procedure now. But we hope in the future, we can be the panel of the AIA or other insurance companies, because, for example, if you want to go to the hospitals to do rehab for 1 hour, the hassle that they have to go through to go to the hospital. So we want to lessen that hassle and we want the patient's journey and their rehabilitation process to go smoothly. So that's why we are here.
Right. Well, the hassle and the cost, right? I mean, that's one thing, because as it is, I know the bulk of it would be surgery, right? If you need to go through surgery, then after it's the maintenance. And if you're not able to work after something like this, right, you'll need, assistance in that sense. So right now you're saying that they have a pay and claim process, right?
Yeah. Okay, sorry, if I can add a little bit more. What we have is SOCSO. We are a partner of SOCSO, the Pekeso. So what the employees of a company, for example, if they get into accident, they can request to the company, I want to go to WQ Park, for example. So it's fully covered in the SOCSO. Yeah, so Pekeso, SOCSO, all our centers, they are covered if they request to the company to come to our center. Because for SOCSO, I understand they have a hospital in Malacca. So after the intense therapy in Hospital Malacca, they can downgrade means to everyday therapy to 3 times a day therapy, so they can come to our center.
Okay, so from 3 times a day therapy to your place, which is not, it's 3 times a day.
I don't know. For example, at the hospital rehab, you have to do every day. That is intense, everyday therapy. But then if they have improved and they require lesser therapy, treatment, and they have living in KL and Selangor, so they can come to our center for 3 days or 2 days therapy in a week.
Right. And in the, it's funny, you were saying that it's only in Malacca, right? It's also a challenge, right? That we there that is not all over the country. All right. We'll continue our conversation after this. I'm here with Farah Nawal Zulkarnain, the CEO of WQ Park. Stay tuned to Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Building fit Malaysians. BFM 89.9.
Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise. If you've just joined us, I'm here with Farah Nawal, the CEO of WQ Park, and they are WQ Park Health and Rehabilitation Center, was the first private outpatient rehabilitation facility in Malaysia. And of course, you know, they've changed and evolved. I want to talk a little bit about the kids as well, right? When you talk about pediatric rehabilitation, right? How could parents identify that their children might be facing development disorders or conditions before bringing them for therapy? Do they come to you guys and do a, like, I guess, a first round of checks and all that? And then that's where they know what's going on.
Yeah. Okay. So for us, we do have a free screening checklist on our Instagram and our social media pages for parents to see some red flags in their children. For example, the normal red flags that we get from parents, delayed speech. So from 2 years old, they are unable to have any meaningful words, for example, mama, papa. And if they say it's without meaning, for example, without meaning, it means everything, they just go mama, 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 and then papa, papa, papa at any time and at not appropriate time. So, and then sometimes the eye contact, they don't have eye contact, and the other ones are not listening to instructions and things like that. So, yeah, so pediatrics is very wide. What we do have is under pediatric rehab, we have Child Development Center. One of our programs in CDC is Early Intervention Program, where we focus on providing treatment for children with developmental problems for children below seven. So this program, it's a three hours daily program where we, it's like a school-based, but it's not school. It's a therapy 3 hours treatment. So all 3 hours is all treatment-based, based on physiotherapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy. So these children, the children that we cater for is autism, ADHD, Down syndrome, dyslexia, and many more, global developmental delay.
Okay, because I know, I know a lot of parents, you know, with kids with autism and all that, right? And it is, you know, and it is very taxing, right? And also very challenging. And so they send them to centers like yours, I guess, you know, so that they're able to help the kids. And of course, it makes a difference, right? Now, I also know that you have mental health programs for children and teenagers. And you offer, this has become an increasingly big issue.
Yes. Okay. So when we have, because our center, it's we are patient-driven and patient-centric. So the services that we have, it's we listen to our patients' demands. For example, for adults and for children, when they have problems at home or they have problems at school, so they come to us back and say, hey, I need this. I don't have, I can't find these services or these programs outside. That's how we created our services along the line in our center. So for mental health, it started 3-4 years ago where we saw the mental health awareness and the issues coming in, because I did psychology. So I knew that it's very important for us to have this aspect in our center. So I told the management, I think we need to have the clinical psychologist in right now. So because the issues are coming up and it's rising 4 years ago. So right. So when the cases came in slowly, because the stigma, right? So even adults, it's hard for them to walk in and to come and see a clinical psychologist. But now it's different. Now right. People are more aware and more open to come, especially after the pandemic, right? I think it really hit everyone, the pandemic. Yeah. So everyone went through a lot. And then thankfully, they came out of their comfort zone and come to us and seek for help. Right.
Right.
Then after hearing, listening to the problems and things like that. So, and then we saw the children issues coming up also in our centers. For example, they have emotional problems. And then some people I know where children, you know, because last 2 years, the school, it was not normal, right? I mean, it was on internet, so they didn't, right. The children did not have a normal school life, which affects them tremendously, I think. From then, we saw, hey, the children are not coming out of the rooms. Parents are telling the difficulty asking the children to come out of the room to talk right. to them, especially teenagers. We now focus on giving, actually we have free 5 sessions, Frida, right now for children and teenagers and even adults. Adults under Mercy. Mercy Malaysia covers for adults 5 free cases, 5 free appointments, yeah. So then, yeah, the numbers are rising and thankfully for right now, if I can see the numbers in 2 weeks, we have 60 patients.
Wow. So if you, okay, now I guess also the other question would be, do you have a challenge finding the specialists to support? There is demand.
Yes.
Is there enough supply in that case?
Yes, correct. Of course. Yeah. Now we have 4 clinical psychologists in-house. So as of now, we can cater because we have a psychiatrist as well in our center.
Right. What about in the other areas beyond psychologists, all the other areas and services you provide? Is it a challenge finding these specialists?
Specialists, yes, of course. Yeah. When we talk about our therapists and specialists, it is difficult for us to find and to retain because since they are, you know, upcoming centers when all the awareness is there, so all the other companies are opening up, so they pinch, right? So they're highly trained professionals, our specialists. It's difficult. It's one of our challenges, actually, to have our specialists, because when we have a therapist, of course, we have to train up to our standards of therapy. Right. Mm-hmm. That comes after a few years. That's business, right?
That's business, yeah. The one that you have for the kids, it's called the Agog Park, is it?
Oh, okay. Agog Park is another thing where, like I said just now, we are a patient-driven center. So we hear our patients, there are difficulties with the children, especially, okay? So the EIP I was talking about just now, it was for 7 years and below. So after 10 years, the patients have trouble in finding places for the children above 7 after school. In school, they have trouble in providing the same...
I know, yeah. Because they can be part of regular school, and yet there isn't enough of these schools that support kids with learning disabilities.
Yes, correct. So because the students are after our EIP program, they go to normal schools. They are accepted into normal schools. Okay, that's a good thing. However, in the normal schools, sometimes the teachers are not equipped with how to deal with children with learning difficulties. Okay, for example, dyslexia, ADHD. So they come back to us and say, oh, I need something for my children to be able to be doing what they used to do or what they can do for example, reading and maths. So that's why another program that we came about was Enhanced Learning Program. So that program is a one-hour program where we can look into the maths and reading for English and math, for English and Malay. So that came along. It's an hour in our program daily. So then the parents were saying, don't you all want to have a school so it's easier for our kids, because the treatment is continuous and they can see progress and improvement in their eyes and in this, in the same treatment. You know? So because we look into all aspects, we are multidisciplinary. So that's why they don't, it's hard for them to get it outside. Then we created Agog Park, the school, in a rehab center.
Right. Okay. So how many kids do you have there now?
Okay, so we started 2 years ago, and now we have 40 kids.
Right. I'm sure there is a huge demand for this as well. Now, the other thing on your website, there's WQ Park Cares, where you all provide help for patients who want to receive treatment but have insufficient funds, such as unemployed patients, patients whose income is lower than 7,000 and have more than 3 children. So tell me about that.
Okay, so the WQ Park Cares, or also known as Unit Kebajikan in WQ Park, is created for, like you mentioned just now, for the cost. The cost is a thing for the people, right? Because because the maintenance, it requires probably a specific period of time for them to go through the treatments. So what came to us was the patients, they need it. They really need the services. So, but then because of our cost, our maintenance cost, where we have to look into. So we say, hey, we have to look for something and find something for them to be able to go through our treatments and give them and make an impact for them. So we created this unique Wajikan is to help these people to be able to go through our treatments and services. So other than us giving the unit kebajikan and helping people, we also work with other societies and NGOs, like I mentioned, Mercy and also Lembaga Zakat Malaysia in Selangor and in KL and other associations. So yeah, we don't, because we see the gap over there, Frida, because in the hospitals, right, in government hospitals especially, if the children has speech delay, has autism, they get the treatment only, for example, speech therapy, one session in 1 month. So that is good. So time is very precious, right? So for the children is growing, the children is learning. So 1 month, one session is a bit,
It's not enough.
Yes. So we are trying to give to as many people and trying. So the unique kebajikan, we want to help that to give to more people.
Right. It has a ripple effect, you know, when you don't do well in school or you feel frustrated at school, right? And then, of course, the frustration then leads to mental health challenges. It's a ripple effect, right? If you're not feeling fulfilled and frustrated, this is what happens, right?
Yes.
This life is challenging enough, right? What more with this added burden? It looks like you've got your hands full, Farah. But, you know, I guess what are your... moving forward, what are some of your plans for this year and, you know, I guess the next couple of years?
So for this year, I have a plan to bring WQ Park to two different states, two branches in two different states for this year. We're looking after in the third quarter and the fourth quarter of the year. So then for the next few years, of course, WQ Park and the board of directors would like to have WQ Park in all the states in Malaysia, and also Sabah Sarawak, because right now we also have people from Sabah Sarawak coming to KL and living here for a few years for them to be treated and to get the treatment that they need and they want from WQ Park. Yeah, because they don't have it there in Sabah Sarawak. Yeah.
Can you mention which two states you're opening in yet?
Okay, yes, I could mention it. Now we're looking in Johor and Pahang.
Johor and Pahang, all right, okay. So, and ultimately, the usual suspects are Penang and the kind of thing where you have more of a population.
Yeah, also, I think we will also in next 5 years. Probably I would want to go international as well. Yeah, we're looking at UAE because just before the pandemic, we went to Arab Health and then in Dubai. So we saw there was a gap there as well. There was no centers providing care like what we do. Yeah, right. So that's my family members staying there. And they were saying it's hard for them. The awareness is still not there yet, like what we have right now in Malaysia. But in UAE, for example, the awareness and the center that they need to go to is not there yet. Because right. Previously, Frida, the occupational therapists, physiotherapists, it's hard for them to work together. Especially in hospitals right now also, the departments, they're not talking. They don't talk to each other. So when WQ Park, the doctors of WQ Park, they said, no, they have to work as a team. When you look at a patient, you have to see, you have to manage the pain. And after that, occupational therapist, you have to make sure the patient is able to do their work, what they used to do. And a speech therapist, for example, for stroke patients, they can be able to talk again.
Mm.
Yeah, so in countries like UAE now, they don't have the one-stop center like right. this as well. Yeah, so that's what I'm looking at the next 5 years.
Probably. It's interesting, right, for a country that has so much money and they haven't looked into this aspect,
yes.
right? So,
yeah.
Well, you know, all the best with whatever you're planning. Mm-hmm. It's been a pleasure speaking to you. I've been speaking to Farah Nawal, the CEO of WQ Park, and you've been listening to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Are you open for business? Register your company with BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.